Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is Thou Art Whole. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Version of the Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be His glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with His glory. Open Thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep Thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Ecclesiastes. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. Jeremiah. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. Matthew. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Matthew. As Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came, and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. 1 Corinthians, Know ye not that a leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Matthew. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Colossians. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. I shall also read from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian Science brings to light truth and its supremacy, universal harmony, the entireness of God good, and the nothingness of evil. Christian Science takes not from the perfection of God, but it ascribes to him the entire glory. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea. And in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. Divine Science reverses the false testimony of the material senses and thus tears away the foundations of error. The so-called laws of matter and of medical science have never made mortals whole, harmonious, and immortal. Man is harmonious when governed by soul. Hence, the importance of understanding the truth of being, which reveals the laws of spiritual existence. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the diseased and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. We must seek the undivided garment, the whole Christ, as our first proof of Christianity. For Christ, truth, alone can can furnish us with absolute evidence. His parable of the leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened, impels the inference that the spiritual leaven signifies the science of Christ and its spiritual interpretation, an inference far above the merely ecclesiastical and formal applications of the illustration. Ages pass, but this leaven of truth is ever at work. It must destroy the entire mass of error, and so be eternally glorified in man's spiritual freedom. What is man? Brain, heart, blood, bones, etc.? The material structure? If the real man is in the material body, you take away a portion of the man when you amputate a limb. The surgeon destroys manhood, and worms annihilate it. Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Man is spiritual and perfect. And because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. The generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness. The conscious identity of being, as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God. That which has not a single quality underived from deity. That which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. Sickness, sin, and death must at length quail before the divine rights of intelligence, and then the power of mind over the entire functions and organs of the human system will be acknowledged. All nature teaches God's love to man, but man cannot love God supremely and set his whole affections on spiritual things while loving the material or trusting in it more than in the spiritual. We must forsake the foundation of material systems, however time-honored, if we would gain the Christ as our only Savior, not partially, but fully. The great healer of mortal mind is the healer of the body. When the first symptoms of disease appear, dispute the testimony of the material senses with divine science. Let your higher sense of justice destroy the false process of mortal opinions, which you name law, and then you will not be confined to a sick room, nor laid upon a bed of suffering in payment of the last farthing, the last penalty demanded by error. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. Suffer no claim of sin or of sickness to grow upon the thought. Dismiss it with an abiding conviction that it is illegitimate, because you know that God is no more the author of sickness than he is of sin. You have no law of his to support the necessity either of sin or sickness, but you have divine authority for denying that necessity and healing the sick. Agree to disagree with approaching symptoms of chronic or acute disease, whether it is cancer, consumption, or smallpox. Meet the incipient stages of disease with as powerful mental opposition as a legislator would employ to defeat the passage of an inhuman law. Rise in the conscious strength of the Spirit of Truth to overthrow the plea of mortal mind, alias matter, arrayed against the supremacy of spirit. Blot out the images of mortal thought and its beliefs in sickness and sin. Then, when thou art delivered to the judgment of truth, Christ, the judge, will say, "Thou art whole." To the synagogue ruler's daughter, whom they call dead, but of whom he said she is not dead, but sleepeth, he simply said, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." To the sufferer with the withered hand, he said, "Stretch forth thine hand." And it was restored whole, like as the other. Insist vehemently on the great fact, which covers the whole ground, that God Spirit is all, and that there is none beside him. There is no disease. Treat a belief in sickness as you would sin, with sudden dismissal. Resist the temptation to believe in matter as intelligent, as having sensation or power. The scriptures say, "They that wait upon the Lord shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." The meaning of that passage is not perverted by applying it literally to moments of fatigue, for the moral and physical are as one in their results. When we wake to the truth of being, all disease, pain, weakness, weariness, sorrow, sin, death will be unknown, and the mortal dream will forever cease. My method of treating fatigue applies to all bodily ailments, since mind should be and is supreme, absolute, and final. In mathematics, we do not multiply when we should subtract, and then say the product is correct. No more can we say in science that muscles give strength, that nerves give pain or pleasure, or that matter governs, and then expect that the result will be harmony. Not muscles, nerves, nor bones, but mortal mind makes the whole body sick and the whole heart faint, whereas divine mind heals. When this is understood, we shall never affirm concerning the body what we do not wish to have manifested. We shall not call the body weak if we would have it strong. For the belief in feebleness must obtain in the human mind before it can be made manifest on the body. And the destruction of the belief will be the removal of its effects. Man is God's reflection, needing no cultivation, but ever beautiful and complete. Truth is an alterative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. This concludes the readings.